We continue with the best show of my life, KMAN's In Focus. I got to do that in honor of Brady. You know, I want to make sure that Brady feeling continues. Sam's just nodding his head and says, yeah, whatever, Dave. That's fine. Liz Lewis is here. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Have you ever been in here before?
I have not. This
you
is my first time.
You have not. Oh, well, we got kid gloves on this morning. So, Liz, you are the president of the Riley County Humane Society. Tell us what you do.
So, the Riley County Humane Society is an all-foster animal welfare organization located right here in Manhattan. And so, we basically have animals in our program that are all in foster homes throughout the community. We focus a lot on like medical cases, sometimes older animals, cats, dogs, exotics. We have a pretty robust exotics program as
well. What's all in your exotics program?
Well, really, we can take kind of anything, but mostly rabbits, guinea pigs, rats, mice, hamsters.
Do you get a bunch of them of rabbits coming in after Easter?
Sometimes there's rabbits are one of the more common exotic, house animals. So those are most common of what we have, snakes, ferrets, all sorts of things.
I was going to say, you got some reptiles in there too.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, these animals, is there a central location that you have, or you just find homes for them until you can find a forever owner?
Yep, we don't have a facility, so we're all volunteers, so we all operate out of our homes, and then we basically can take as many animals as foster homes that we have. So that's one of our biggest needs always is foster homes, because we always need homes that are good for our pets to, recuperate after spay, neuter, things like that, and then get ready for adoption. And so we have lots of foster homes in the area, but we're always looking for more as well.
How long is a typical stay for a foster
So animal? It really varies. So sometimes if they're a young, healthy animal, it's a short period of time. If we can get them up to date on everything and spayed and neutered quickly, then they just usually need about a week to recuperate. All the way up to, I've had a foster for, 8 or 9 months because they had heartworm and they had to undergo the heartworm treatment. So some of those things do take longer periods of time. So really short periods of time all the way up to pretty lengthy stays.
Yeah. Now, are the fosters responsible for the food, paying for the food and everything else, but does a society handle the medical side?
We actually cover everything. So you have no financial obligation. We cover food, medical costs, all supplies. We can get you completely set up in your home. You just provide the daily love and care.
Okay. Well, that sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
So what are the qualifications for someone that wants to get into the foster care side of things?
So if someone is interested in fostering, we have a foster application on our website. It's pretty simple, but we just require that you have all of your personal owned animals up to date on veterinary care. And basically we do a home check and just meet with you to see what would be a good fit in your home in terms of type of animal, what you're interested in personality wise. We have several people that are really willing to take on like medical cases and can provide that kind of care to students who are not very home very often and would just prefer an easier animal to take care of. So really just making sure that you're personally taking care of any animals in the home and that your home would be appropriate for whatever animal you're looking for.
You have a referral system that you utilize?
We do get a lot of, we work closely with a lot of students. So a lot of students will tell other students, especially vet students, will say, oh, this is a really great time because you have animals in your home, but they're not yours. And so when you graduate, you don't have to take them with you or something like that. And then just also, we have a lot of people that have had such a good experience that they tell other people that it's a really good opportunity and way to give back.
Liz Lewis here with the Riley County Humane Society visiting with us on KMAN's In Focus. How did you get involved in the Riley County Humane Society?
I've been involved for several years. I moved here with my husband, who is stationed at Fort Riley, and I just knew that animal welfare is something I was always really passionate about and interested in, and I just got involved as a foster and a regular volunteer, and then slowly took on more responsibility, and here I am.
Good for you.
Thanks.
And one of the reasons that you're here, I mean, you always want to talk about what the organization does and the opportunities for people to help. And try to find that link to people to find forever homes. But you have a big fundraiser coming up here next weekend.
Yes, we do. So we have a Pour for a Paw. It's our annual spring fundraiser. It's Saturday, April 28th at 7 p.m. at the Wareham in downtown Manhattan. And that's really our biggest fundraiser of the year. So we are a completely privately funded organization, so all through our own fundraising efforts. And so this is basically one of our two big fundraisers throughout the year. It's a wine and cheese themed event. We do a live and silent auction. There's live music, a raffle, really, really great prizes, and just a really fun evening that's all supports the animals.
At the Wareham, you got a room for a lot of people to come and join you, don't you?
We do. So we typically sell out the event prior. So tickets are definitely a must prior to the event. They're on sale through our website.
You still have some available.
We do still have some available. They are selling very quickly. So if you want yours, I would get it very soon. It's typically, like last year, we raised about $14,000. So we do very well with the event. It's just a really, really fun night out. We have trips, like a trip to New Mexico in our live auction. We have a lot of artwork from local artists. A lot of businesses support us with certificates for services. We have a signed football from Coach Bill Snyder. Lots of different things that appeal to a variety of people, not just pet-related items, but items for really everyone.
Mm-hmm. You have another fundraiser that you had said. Is that in the fall?
We do a fall spaghetti dinner called Spaghetti.
Yeah, ringing, ringing with me there. Yep. So you have wine and cheese for the folks.
Yep, wine.
Do you have a minimum age for people to attend?
21. Yeah. It's most people, they're not. It's not a kid. It's more of an adult event.
Yeah.
But we have wine and cheese. Small bite, so appetizers, some light food, and then we also have some dessert items and things like that. But and we'll have a cash bar as well.
What are some of the things that you may have on your silent auction?
So in the silent auction, we have some art from local artists. We have Boulevard Brewing Company actually donates a really cool package called Brew at Home, and there's some different baskets for different types of like date nights. We have Best Pie in Town, so it's a pizza-themed basket. And then we also have some different services that people have donated, like carpet cleaning. There's car CPR, a car detailer in town donates. So lots of different services and things like that that are really cool things that all come back directly to us.
What would you consider to be the biggest item on the live auction?
Definitely our trip to New Mexico. So it's a trip to the Abiquiu Inn in New Mexico, and it's basically an all included trip there, besides your travel costs. So that's a really popular item. We've actually had that for the last 3 years, and it's really a hot item. Sunflower Pet Supply also donates a year's supply of food for cat and dog. So that's a really hot item as well, because a lot of people that come do have their own pets, and that's a big ticket item.
Shout out to my buddy Mike there out at Sunflower.
Yeah.
Well, it's neat that he does that. A lot of people. And that's, you know, I bet that's a real challenge for some of your volunteers to get everything arranged and collect everything for the sale.
It's a lot of work, but it's all worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. What percentage, you said you got about $14,000-$15,000 mm-hmm. or so. What percentage of your budget is that?
That is a pretty hefty percentage of our budget, honestly, because we really, based upon what we make throughout the year and what we're able to fundraise, is really how much we can do in a year, because we don't have any specific funding coming in. And so the more we raise, the more that we can do in a year, because almost, 99% of our budget goes directly to veterinary care. Of the animals in our program, we do also do a lot of community assistance. So that's another big portion of what our budget goes to. So we do spay and neuter for low-income families in the area, as well as veterinary care and emergency veterinary care for financial assistance for families that may need it that aren't able to afford their standard veterinary care in the area.
We got about a minute left in the program, Liz. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Let's talk real quickly about getting tickets for Pour for a Paw, mm-hmm. and you go to your website.
Our website, it's rchsks.org, and there's a link there that you can click, and it will take you to a ticket leap link, which will set you up to buy tickets. There are $35 for general admission, $25 for students, military, and RCHS members, and definitely a must before the event because they do usually sell out.
Yeah, and this is coming up next Saturday, not tomorrow, next Saturday, the 28th.
Yes, Saturday, April 28th at 7 p.m.
Wareham Opera House.
Yep.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a really, really fun event.
If somebody else wants to become a foster or find out how to adopt a forever furry friend or scaly friend, whatever the case may be, go to the same website.
Yep. Same website, rchsks.org, and our foster applications and our adoption applications are on there as well.
I know you're all over Facebook, too.
We are. We have a pretty good social media presence.
That really has got to be highly impactful for you to help make those connections with the animals, with the folks.
It is. We're really excited and proud to be a part of this community.
Yeah. Liz Lewis, thanks for coming in and joining us. Appreciate the work you do. It's got to be very valuable for you.
It is. It's great.
Great
love
experience.
It. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's K-Man's In Focus. The best show of my life, Sam.
Best show.
Best show. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock, isn't it?
10 o'clock. We got Clark Howard coming up next and Rush Limbaugh and then Royals at 11:30.
Have a good weekend.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan